Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, happy day to you, and many of you have heard of Women's World Magazine. Maybe you've bought groceries one day and it was there in the cash register, ready to be there, or maybe you were in the waiting room for your doctor and it was there on the coffee table. Either way, if you've seen it, checked it out, perused it, well, I'd love to share with you that I had the opportunity to be consulted on for an article coming out in Women's World Magazine here coming around the bend, about whether or not you can get VA benefits and Medicare simultaneously. Well, many of you may already know the answer to this, and let me go ahead and save you the time. The direct answer is absolutely. The long answer is as follows. You want to think of VA benefits and Medicare and even major medical health care all separate worlds, separate planets, right? You know me, I can't not think of a song, and I've got this, my Venus in blue jeans stuck in my head. So there you go. We'll just call VA benefits Venus because it starts with a V. And then Medicare will be Mars because it starts with an M. And then further down the bend, your major medical, like whether it's a federal employee health benefit or your postal service health benefit or anything like that, we'll go ahead and call that Earth because that's where many of you reside for quite a while, until you're ready to then transition into Medicare later at age 65. Or remember, you can get Medicare before age 65. Reyna, how would that happen? After you've been on Social Security disability for 2 years or more, if you've been approved, then you automatically get access to Medicare. You become a Medicare beneficiary after 2 years of receiving Social Security disability. Now, who gets VA disability or VA benefits? Well, you've got a pretty good idea. Somebody who is a veteran, because it's veteran affairs or veteran benefits. So non-retired veterans or veterans who are also retired are able to apply for and potentially get a rating for their VA disability benefits. So there's just getting the access to use the VA hospitals and clinics and things like that. And then there's also an income. Some people get access to the VA benefits without an income, without a disability rating. And then others have a further applied for and then been awarded, which I don't love that word, but they have earned, right, these VA benefits through disability. So these are rating percentages, and everybody's goal is always 100%, because that monthly 100% income, they call it P&T, where you're totally and permanently disabled. It's the highest monthly income. It's also tax-free. But the VA benefits, the income, there's no tax to that anyway. But the VA benefits, that's simply access to a VA facility for your healthcare. Now, Medicare, of course, remember Mars, totally different world. Medicare is where, hey, it's a federally funded program. And when I say federally funded, we obviously put into Medicare while we're working. So we helped fund that, but on a federal level. And then also your employer helps to fund your Medicare premiums, as well as you in retirement, when you get access to become a Medicare beneficiary, you pay a monthly premium for your Medicare Part B Bravo. Now, here in 2026, that cost is $202.90 per month per person. Some of you know TRICARE also, and that becomes TRICARE for life at age 65. You gotta have Medicare Part B and A in order for TRICARE to become TRICARE for life at age 65, or whenever you have access to Medicare. Now, if you've already got discombobulated in the head and you're saying, what the heck is this? And what the heck is this? I need an astronaut to help me go to these different planets. Well, don't forget, you can always reach out to me and my team to go over some of this stuff. We're actually really chilling right now. I say chilling. Let's get a nice professional word in there, Reyna. We currently have at least four Medicare specialists right now able to handle a lot of these questions. And when I say four, that's people that are super well-versed in Medicare and understand its correlation with the federal health care and things like that. Let me actually scratch that, Matt. So as it stands right now, we have quite a few specialists that can go super deep in the world of Medicare, answer questions about Medicare specifically, different plans related to Medicare, supplements, Advantage plans, drug plans, all the stuff, and how it correlates with your current healthcare, whether that's federal, postal, or anybody on the planet. So how does it work together? Who is able to get VA benefits and Medicare? Well, there's dual eligibility, and then there's dual enrollment. So I'm eligible for both things, right? Okay, I have, let's say I'm 100% P&T. I get my monthly payment forever, or as long as I'm disabled. And I also am able to use the VA hospital or the clinics to actually get my services. But I'm 65, and I'm not retired. I have, like I said, VA access, but I retired maybe from the Postal Service as well. Let's just pretend. And I just turned 65, and I turned on Medicare because Postal Service requires me to do so now if I want to keep my health insurance from the post office. So I have Medicare A, which is no cost, and I also have Medicare B, which costs me $202 a month. But I don't even need it. I go to the VA. I never go to a civilian doctor. Well, some people like having the Medicare as an additional coverage if they wanted to see a non-VA hospital or a non-VA doctor. Some people like the freedom, but there is a monthly cost, right? There's a cost to have that. Some people need to have their major medical from the post office or the federal government because their spouse is not Medicare eligible and their spouse is not eligible to have the VA access. They weren't military. So there's a lot of distinct scenarios that we want to address in our individual meetings because there is no one size fits all. And when you get military tied into it, there are other spider web legs that go out in different directions that we want to address to make sure you're making the right choice to save money, but also to have very comprehensive coverage because the VA really strong benefits. Some people like the ability to go elsewhere. Some people's spouses need the ability to go anywhere and they don't have access to the VA. Now, remember, here's a caveat. Many of you may comment before you hear that I get to this, but what if I'm 100% P&T and my spouse needs major medical? What does my spouse get after I'm 100% total and permanently disabled? Well, if you've heard of it, Freddie Mercury says, "We are the champions, my friends." And that's what your spouse get. They get Champ VA. And that is another medical plan. It's essentially share of cost from the VA to your spouse. So there's a lot of cool things that happen, especially in coordinating these types of care. And when you hear coordination of care, that's just, you got multiple health plans. Let's coordinate the care and bill it in the right order so you can get covered and not have to be overbilled or balance billed, heaven forbid, on these different things. So the direct answer, absolutely, you can have VA benefits and Medicare because they are separate entities, separate worlds, and allow you to do different things. Now, if you do have access to both, again, you probably want to reach out because depending on your area, what state you're in, what region you're in, there may be plans available that can even save you money off of the monthly premium of Medicare Part B. And many of my military personnel, that's their only goal is to save money on something they're not using on the regular, especially if their primary source of healthcare is the VA, or if they're only keeping it because their spouse is younger than them and doesn't have access to VA benefits. So I can take you to many, many people who turned on Medicare Part B because they have to, but they're also paying for stinking federal employee health benefit or their postal service health benefit for the sole purpose of allowing their spouse to maintain healthcare. Because if you ditch the coverage, your spouse doesn't get to keep it without you being on it from the postal or federal health system. So I can take you to people right now paying $800 or $1,100 a month between their healthcare premium and just Medicare premiums alone to keep health insurance that they don't use at all because they go to the VA. Thankfully, depending on where they are, I'm usually able to help them potentially save money because they're not going to even use this other stuff. So it's worth it for sure to reach out and see if there's a plane in your area. Maybe we can just save you money. I have people that are saving in Florida. Holy cow. We have some people saving $170, $180 a month. It just depends on what's available to you, what makes sense for you, what you need, what your spouse needs, what your family needs, what the budget is, and do we need to save money on the budget and still stay very comprehensive. So there's a long answer to a short question. Can I have both VA benefits and Medicare? Absolutely. But depending on what all health insurance plans you have, it's worth it to reach out to go over every aspect of them to make sure you're spending the least amount of money to get the highest comprehensive coverage. And who knows what else we conquer at the same time. So reach out. My number here, 850-450-6500. And we have a whole team that may have somebody in your neighborhood or right across the street or in your city that can meet you face-to-face. Or, again, we know what century this is. We can always meet virtually on a video call. So you take care. We'll reach out to you soon and bring to me all of these issues and we can help you sort them out.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.